Princeton Mayor Joel Quirum, thank you for joining us. It has been too long. I'm glad to have you back here.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me again, Paul. Appreciate it.
So much has happened since we last talked. There's a lot to check out here, but I guess, first of all, people wanting to ask you your thoughts on the new Tier 3 restrictions by our governor.
Yeah, it was kind of expected, that we saw this coming down the road. The numbers have been significantly increasing over anything we've seen in the statewide in the past, especially, locally. I mean, the numbers are just, they're spiking. So we expected this to happen. It's not a complete shutdown. It's not a essential, non-essential situation. So no businesses are being asked to close. There are restrictions as far as the capacity of people coming into stores and so on. It's just something that everybody's going to have to consider going forward. Businesses are going to, we've encouraged businesses to consider the governor's mandates. The state, so far municipalities have been given no power by the state. Thus far, to enforce any of the governor's orders, so we can't do anything. So we're encouraging businesses to consider the mandates. Some will, some will not. I think we all know that. And I just encourage then everybody that to just follow the CDC guidelines, use common sense. I mean, businesses are going to remain open regardless because, again, they're reduced capacity. Some will abide by that, some won't. But regardless, sanitize often. Make sure those that are coming into the businesses are wearing masks. Keep your distance, social distance. And same goes for obviously all the customers. Use your best judgment. Use common sense in every situation that you're involved in. The social distancing and the wearing of the mask, and I think the biggest defense of all is just stay home. For people, but everybody, will make their own judgment. And we'll go forward and we'll hopefully get through this thing.
Do you get the kind of feeling that maybe we're headed toward the direction of a stay-at-home order eventually?
If what these precautions do not take hold, I think then what's going to happen is you will see the possibility of a stay-at-home order sometime down the road. I don't want that to happen. Nobody wants that to happen. But this is a virus that is very persistent. I don't know where people are catching it from. We went through the spring. We went through the entire summer. We were doing really well. It's always been around during the summer and that. Then we get into the cold months. Now, it really hasn't been indoor weather yet. So
right.
We had some really nice weather, a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's because everybody's hunkering down indoors for the winter, So it's just, I don't know where it's all coming from. I can't tell you the number offhand of positive cases since this whole pandemic began. The one thing to keep in mind is the majority of those people have recovered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a positive. We got to, there's bad in this thing, but there's also, we have to look at the good. We got to look at the positive that's coming out of this thing. So Saturday, I believe I checked with Perry Memorial Hospital. Perry Memorial has 25 beds.
Mm-hmm.
And they had 5 COVID patients. So the percent of empty beds at Perry, and now there's some other patients obviously in there, but for other reasons, but the availability of beds at Perry is well over 50%.
Wow. Because we hear reports all over the country, obviously, even the state of Illinois, according to the governor, that there are basically no beds available, people driving out of state to get treatments and help and all that.
Yeah, I've heard that too. And nobody... I think Perry has 3 ventilators. I don't think any of them are being used. So it's, that too is positive. But, the information that's out there, and it comes from all different sources, comes from all different angles. And there's a lot of contradictions, I know, and a lot of confusion out there. But I think it all flows back to everybody you know, protecting themselves, following the CDC guidelines, using common sense, staying home whenever possible. I think that's the number one, you know, frontline defense. You know, stay away from a government-instituted stay-at-home order. Nobody wants to see that.
Right.
Nobody wanted to see the restrictions on businesses that are in place now, but, you know, it is what it is, and everybody has to consider what's going on and do what's in the best interest of themselves, and business is the same. And again, we'll get through this. I mean, it's going to be a long road. And, you know, there's a great talk about, you know, there's two vaccines now on the horizon that show a lot of promise.
Mm-hmm.
And if they come out, if they're approved by the FDA, and if Dr. Fauci says they're they're good, I mean, I think the vaccines are the way out of this long term.
On Monday night, the Prince City Council meeting, and we heard from City Manager Teresa Wittenauer that the last couple of weeks have been an uphill battle with staff, saying it got hit pretty hard. There was an article in the Bureau County Republican talking about possibly a staffing problem maybe with the city.
Well, it's you know, all of our departments have been hit with COVID,
mm-hmm.
Employees testing positive or being exposed. So obviously we're, you know, as far as staffing is concerned, it's every department. So we are down in the number of employees to run the city. However, I don't think, you know, as you know, when you know, they will be, now this has been going on now, you know, probably for a week and a half. You know, we're going to get back to the situation where these employees are going to be, you know, returning to work in, you know, short period of time. So I don't anticipate anything happening that is going to be detrimental to running the city.
Okay.
Everything's running smoothly. It's just, you know, it's challenging. And we're meeting the challenge, and, you know, we'll get through it.
And one of those staff members of the city involved with coronavirus, you have actually had a personal experience here recently, haven't you?
Yeah, two occurrences. Now, I did have symptoms. I had, you know, I had temperature. I had fatigue. I was tested. The test came back negative. My symptoms, I had them for, you know, better part of probably a day, and then they disappeared.
Did you lose a sense of, like, taste or smell?
No, did not. And, again, I tested negative. Now, that could have been a false negative. You know, I don't know. That's the thing about this virus. There's a lot of people walking around now that have the virus, don't even know it, or have had it, recovered, and don't know it. You know, so that's one thing. So I was down for, you know, until after I got that negative test. So that was a matter of about 4 or 5 days. And then a couple of days later, I was exposed to the virus. So I was quarantined for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And actually Sunday was my first day back out. So, you know, it's, you just don't know. You don't know where it is. You don't know who has it. And again, a lot of people have had this virus and we've been told they don't even know it, or they've had it and they've recovered. And, my wife is, she works in the health profession. She sees, she works down in Peoria. She works here in Princeton as well, but, you know, she sees 40, 45 people a day, closer than you and I are right now. And, it's now, of course, the PPE is heavily involved in what she does and everything. But, you know, she's seeing people every day that, like I say, closer than what you and I are sitting right now for somewhat lengthy period of time.
Wow.
You know, 40, 45 a day. And it's, you know, she stays so busy, she doesn't think about it, but, you know, very conscientious about the PPE and how it's worn and how it's, the washing of hands. I mean, her hands are practically raw. She washes them so much.
Oh, no doubt.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
So, again, with the restrictions that are going to go into place on Friday, again, it does restrict, like, the number of people inside businesses. I think pharmacies are like 50%. The health clubs will stay open. And but again, they've got reduced capacity. And one of the tragedies of this is, and I know it happened several months ago, is Jay Schneider at the Apollo Theater says that they were going at 25 people, a limit of 25 people up till the governor made his announcement Monday, but now they have to close down again.
Yeah, they're back to selling popcorn on Fridays, you know, and it's it's a very my fear, you know, we're in November, we're moving quickly, winter will be here before you know it. You know, I fear for our small businesses. I fear for the, that everybody's health and well-being trumps anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, I fear for our businesses, our small businesses. I fear that, now, oddly enough, I say this, our sales tax numbers, 7 out of the last 9 months have eclipsed every month for the last 3 years, or every year for the last, every month of that specific month for the last 3 years. 7 out of the 9 months of this year have been our best tax sales tax receipt in the last 3 years. So
why have the financial numbers been that well, do you know?
Well, people support Princeton businesses, and they've been doing that. And this was even happening in the spring when we were on essential and non-essential businesses. And, you know, our business owners were thinking outside the box, which I encourage, as far as keeping their businesses going with curbside service and internet and all sorts of different ways that they've been successful in keeping their businesses going. And, you know, they're going to be, you know, there's still, you know, curbside services out there, delivery services out there. So I, again, also encourage everyone to continue to support our businesses through this time. It's challenging, but by far and away, everybody's health and well-being is number one concern.
Anything else more that you wanted to get out about COVID before we move on to the topic?
Just, I have a mantra. Just follow CDC guidelines, use common sense. So, you know, mask, wear the mask properly, you know, cover your nose and your mouth, you know, both. Social distance, you know, maintain your distance. Stay home when you can. You know, be respectful of others. If you don't do any of this for yourself, do it for others. Think of others, because, that's we're all in this together, and we can't just, you know, we can't look upon this just on our own well-being. We have to think of others.
Yeah, every day it's getting closer and closer to the people that we know, whether it be family members or friends. Sherry Busto, 17th District Representative, she just tested positive this week. A pastor in town has tested positive here recently. So, again, it's getting closer and closer, that's for sure.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Your thoughts on the election from a couple of weeks ago, and I guess obviously the big news would be the fact that apparently we have a new president elect for the country, and then also if any of the more local races jumped out for you as well.
Yeah, on the national, you know, with the presidential race, I think for me the number of people who voted was was great to see as many people.
Oh, right.
You know, and
over 140 million people combined.
Yeah, and you know, the vote total that President Trump got would have eclipsed any vote total of any president in history. Yet, you know, President-elect Biden got, what, three or four million votes more?
Right, like 75 million to 71 million.
It's incredible, the number. So, so that was very heartening to see that that so many people got out and exercised, their privilege to vote in this country. I think what was also kind of surprising was how close it was. I didn't think it was going to be that close.
Right.
Since the election, you know, there's. President Trump hasn't conceded. I mean, I think he's acknowledged that Biden won, but he will not concede the race yet, which I think is unfortunate. We need to move forward. And I'd like to see, the current administration work with the incoming administration on this COVID issue.
So you don't think that there's a chance that he could turn things around in court?
Yeah, I don't. I can't see how that, I don't see how that would play out. I just don't see how that, you know, I guess anything is possible, but I just don't see, and that's obviously is, they're going to play that out. So, you know, the House of Representatives, I know that the Democrats were expecting to pick up like 15 seats. Instead, they're losing probably close to 15 seats.
Uh-huh.
That's a 30-seat turnaround for them. And then the Senate is going to go down to the two runoffs in Georgia. And I think the Republicans will take at least one, if not both, of those seats. And I do like that because I do think there needs to be a balance of power. I think there has to be checks and balances. And with the Democrats holding the House, you know, it seems right to me that the Republicans should keep the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think the same way regardless. So if it was the Senate versus the House. So I think that balance of power is interesting, is important. And local races, it was close. There was some really close races, and we've seen that 2 years ago in city elections. We had one council race that was tied at the end, and so we saw some. We're seeing some really close races here locally, and we did again this time. No surprises really for me. Referendum going from a flat tax to a more graduated system was defeated, and I thought, solidly.
Very soundly.
So personally, I was happy to see that, and so we just move on.
The new Princeton Chamber of Commerce Executive Director and Princeton Tourism began her job, and that was Jenica Cole.
Yeah, Jenica started a week ago Monday, this last Monday. So last week was her full week on the job. We went through a very I was involved in the final interviews. So
okay.
I only sat through one interview, but I know that all the candidates went through a vigorous interview process that was run by the chamber. We had City Representative Teresa Wittenauer, city manager, was involved in the interview process throughout as well. So they went through a very exhausted interview process. It took a long time. They wanted to get this. They wanted to really do a diligent search and find the right person for Princeton, for both the chamber director and tourism director. And I think they did a great job. I think Jenica's going to be. She's got great enthusiasm. She's got great ideas. You know, I think she's going to be, she'll fit well, and I look forward to working with her on the tourism side. You know, it's a challenging, very challenging time for her to come into the position. On the tourism side, you know, we're quiet on the tourism side at this point, and to be expected. But you know, that'll pick up at the beginning of the year. But she's got her work cut out for her, and I think she'll do fine.
Now, you talked about some of the various things that obviously go on in Princeton over the year. This last year, unfortunately, due to the COVID-19 situation, we didn't get a chance to have the Down on Main Street concerts. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you schedule those and plan those in advance. It's not something you can just kind of do last second. So is that something that you've been able to, are you working on that kind of behind the scenes, or are you just waiting and seeing what happens in regards to the pandemic?
Yeah, well, we've scheduled all of our concerts for the summer of 2021. They're the exact same bands that were coming here in 2020. They all
Makes
agreed
sense.
To come back in 2021. The dates are set, so we're all set going forward. And hopefully by the time June gets here, and I believe June is the first month of our first street concert, you know, we'll see where we are. And hopefully we'll be in a position where we can go forward with them. If not, we're gonna treat it the same way we did 2020. We're going to have to take it concert by concert. And again, hopefully we can get them all in. If not, hopefully we can get two or three or whatever. But a lot of that, again, depends on obviously where we will be with COVID, where we are with these vaccines, where we are, if they've been given, if they're effective. And, you know, there's a lot in the balance here. But we don't have to worry about scheduling. Everything's done. So
nice. What's the situation in regards to like people who are going to City Hall? Are masks required? Wants to stop by and pay a bill or something?
Yeah, everybody, they come in, they sign it. We're working on getting a digital thermometer set up in the front so people can have their forehead as you look at it. You know.
Oh, okay, right.
So we take everybody's temperature as they come in. They sign in when they come in. Everybody's wearing a mask. So that's anybody that comes in to pay a bill or whatnot. Now, going forward, you know, with, there may be the possibility that we close City Hall for a period of time, depending on how this COVID goes through, how these numbers continue to go. We may close City Hall to outside business. I mean, we'll still be there. We'll still be operating, obviously, the city, but we'll close it to everybody else, you know, coming in. That's a possibility. It's also a possibility that we go back to, Zoom meetings for council, for city council. That's a possibility. We'll see where that goes. Hopefully we won't have to do it. It's been working really well, and the number of people that we have that come to our meetings are spaced out. They all wear masks, so it's worked out well. We'll see how that all plays out.
WZOE Facebook Live, PrincetonNewsNow.com. Paul Bonley with you here. More to get to with Mayor Joel Krim of Princeton, but we do have one more question I'm going to throw out there in regards to the whole COVID-19 situation. Is a lot of people have question marks about the next week and Thanksgiving and the gatherings, the get-togethers. Any recommendations from Dr. Quirum?
Yeah. Well,
no, you're not a doctor, but you're a part of a medical family, extended family. You're playing one on the radio.
Yeah. So from my own perspective, Susan and I will be spending Thanksgiving together.
Mm-hmm.
We're not. We usually go to her mom's house and with all her, you know, her siblings and nephews so we're not doing that this year. We're all staying home. So we're not doing anything with my extended family in Princeton either. So none of my family members are getting together. So we're all staying home. Just seems to be the smart thing to do at this point. I have heard that if you do have gatherings on Thanksgiving, I could read where, and hopefully the weather would be nice, you know, have them outdoors.
Hey, there so you go.
If you can do it on the patio or whatever. But
that would be ideal.
Yeah, it's just, especially with kids that are coming home from school, a lot of them come home from college, and we all know what the college, atmosphere is like. I spent, years at Western Illinois, and I know there's not much social distancing that goes on in college. So those kids are going to be coming home. A lot of them are being tested before they come home. That's not necessarily a given. If you test negative, you may still have the virus. It's just being careful and doing, what is best for your family. And again, you have to think of your family and think of others.
So then families who are planning, because if I remember right, I think maybe the governor was saying no more than like 5, possibly 10 at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of what they're suggesting now? So you probably wouldn't want to try to stuff 25 people in the living room.
And I do think that number might be like, I think it might be 10.
Okay.
I think it might be. Now, don't hold me to that, but I looked at a lot of numbers the last couple of days.
Right, exactly.
So it might have been 10.
I can see people now kind of making their list and going, who should we invite for Thanksgiving dinner? It's kind of like making up the wedding invitation list, Do we invite Aunt Bertha?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Another topic that we haven't addressed for a while, but certainly is still in people's minds, is the Perry Memorial Hospital OSF situation.
Yeah. So Princeton still owns the hospital. I've seen some people have made mention that we no longer own it, but we do continue to own the hospital, and it is being run by our hospital staff, by Perry staff. We are in talks and have been in talks now for quite some time with OSF on taking Perry Memorial over. Those talks continue. We just had a meeting last night, actually, but we are getting very close to the period of time when we will be entering into a formal agreement with them, and I'm hoping that takes place very, very soon. And if it does, that means there'll probably be another 5 to 6 months before the actual transaction occurs, and it'll probably be seamless.
Right.
One day Princeton owns the hospital, the next day OSF does. So, so everything is looking, we've done, the negotiation on this has been exhaustive. It's been, it's been very long. It's been, it's been what a negotiation, you would expect a negotiation on something like this to be like. So, but we're getting there, and we're getting very close.
So has a new name been decided yet for the hospital?
No, not yet. And that won't happen until after the formal agreement is agreed to and signed. You know, and that'll probably be, you know, that's probably a couple of 2-3 months down the road yet before a new name is named. My guess is it could very, you know, could be St. Julia, you know, Julia Rackley Perry, you know, she founded the hospital. So who knows? We'll see. At any rate, it will be an exciting time because it's going to greatly improve and the sustainability of the hospital will be there for many, many years to come. And, you know, what we will benefit from having an OSF hospital in town is it'll be great. I mean, if we don't do this, if it does, you know, if we did not go out on this track and uh-huh. do this, if we would have continued to decide to stay as an independent, uh-huh. you know, very possible Perry would not have survived, you know, 10 years.
Wow.
And so it's the right thing to do, and we're going to get there, and I'm looking forward to the whole thing ending because it's been a very long period.
Definitely. Anything else from Monday night city council meeting that maybe you want to pass along?
No, I think it was a very short meeting. I think the meeting lasted 15 minutes.
Everybody wanted to get home and see the Bears.
I don't know why, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. What a great comment. Isn't that the truth? They struggled a little bit.
Yeah, I anticipated that. You know, but at any rate, yeah, so it was a very short meeting. We covered basically what we covered in the meeting, we've covered here already. You know, the sales tax numbers, we just want to touch base on the COVID situation. We want to encourage, you know, all businesses to consider, you know, the mandates that are being put down, the orders that are coming out of from the governor. Now, these are coming from the governor, and it's not there's no legislative support on the orders, but the orders are coming from the governor. Mm-hmm. So we strongly encourage, you know, businesses to consider, you know, the orders are coming out, and to for everybody to practice the you know, CDC guidelines, to follow them, to use their common sense in everything they do going forward.
Exactly. Like I said, the governor said that it is not a stay-at-home order, but it's the best way to avoid a stay-at-home order.
And we don't want a stay-at-home order.
Yeah. No, not at all. No. Yes. Well, Mr. Mayor, anything else you'd like to add as long as you're in studio today?
Yeah, one other thing. We keep talking about the sewer, the Thompson Street Sewer Extension Project.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So this project, we believe, will relieve most of the sewer backup issues this city has been plagued with for years, decades, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has been approved, and the work on the Thompson Street Extension Project will probably begin either probably in December, possibly January. But it will be it'll be all in place for the spring rains. And again, it's I believe it is going to be the answer to the backup problems. And I think that with this project is done, that you will see many of the pumps that you see out around town during heavy rains disappear.
Wow.
Because we won't need them. So.
Very nice. Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, especially on the southwest end of town, east end of town, generally everywhere, because it will relieve great pressure on the system, what we're going to be doing here. So it should be a godsend.
Yes, absolutely. Very nice. And again, people, of course, can get updates on that as well as so many other situations going on in the city in Princeton simply by following you on Facebook.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Just do a search for Joel Quirum. It'll pop up there. Mayor of Princeton, and you can go from there. I'm Paul Bomley. This has been Wake Up Princeton. Coffee with Paul with Princeton Mayor Joel Quirum.